when you're on a podcast and when you're recording a podcast, you are entering a, is fugue the right term?
Fugue state?
Is that, what does that mean?
It means
that's the term that just popped into my head.
Yeah, it just means kind of like a fun way of saying zone out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I was describing this to a friend last night.
Uh-huh.
That I don't know what a lot of things mean, but I know what their vibes are.
Yeah, that's
words, what... geopolitics, like anything regarding... The only things that I actually know their specific definitions are video game dumb shit. Like everything else, I'm just a vibes-based guy.
Yeah, Rebecca was describing this phenomenon yesterday where she'll use... Like, do you know what non-Euclidean means?
I've heard it before. Like, non-Euclidean geometry?
Exactly.
Yeah. M.C. Escher.
Sure. Yeah. So, she would use words based on vibes. Like,
yes.
She used to think that meant any shape that wasn't, like...
Traditional.
Basic-ass shape. No, it could be any shape that's in a 3D space could be a non-Euclidean shape.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know who Euclid is.
Euclid was an old Greek mathematician guy.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I do the same thing with, like, philosophy and stuff.
Sure.
I just kind of, like, spitball, you know, ideas. It's fun to throw Jungian out there occasionally, and people are like, Jungian? How do you pronounce that? Carl Jung.
Jung. Yeah.
I like to throw that one out there, but it's only because I've played the Persona games.
And
those games literally do like the first day of philosophy one, because they're games where you are in a classroom.
Yeah.
Like a high school class. And so you literally are just like talking about, you know, like the basics of different philosophies.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
So you throw him the Brain Destroyer.
You're sitting there like a fucking baboon. I hate fucking with you, sir. I couldn't stop it. Fucking 3 or 4 hours, right? Wow.
I'm CM Punk, and I wish we would stop genocide, you know?
Money blow.
Oh, yeah, the clown. The only one of you buffoons who doesn't make me laugh. And as for you, I don't know you, but I'm sure you're a jerk.
Welcome to the 2024 Podcast Awards. Here are your hosts for the evening, Cameron and Steven.
Thank you everyone for joining us for the 2024 Podcast Awards. Podcasting. It's been around for 20 years, and like anything... at late stage capitalism, it's time to have an award show about it. I'm joined by Steven.
Hello. Welcome to the most highly produced episode of Chaotic Pussy you've ever heard. I have done zero work for this podcast. I have spent the last 2 weeks spending most of my time in the World of Warcraft. I'm currently level 42. I have my mount and 10 gold. That is where I have been spending my time and effort. Thank you.
It is a miracle I was able to gather all the audience members and the presenters into Stephen's house, because that was the only way this was going to get done.
I wonder if we can keep up this tone of voice for an entire hour.
Well, thankfully, the show is so produced... we really only need 35 minutes.
Absolutely fantastic, Cameron. So you've actually gone and secured a bunch of special guests for this episode.
Yes.
We've reached out to
friends. We have some in the audience.
Friends, lovers, luminaries. There's some in the audience, so you guys can't see this. If you followed the Instagram page, at Chaotic Pussy with 3 S's, pod, you would see the behind the scenes that we have a whole fleet of not only just producers, staff, DPs, but there is also an audience here.
Yeah, I mean, let's take a look at, you know, one of our nominees we're going to have. Stavros Halkias is in the house.
Big Stav.
He's there.
Stavy baby is here.
Occupying 3 seats. It's not a fat joke. He smells horrible. We are also joined by Mrs. Talk Tua herself, Haley Welch.
Oh, Haley's here?
Haley's here.
Haley!
Never have I seen someone so young and so viral in this time, but we don't know her birthday.
2002 or
2003, as according to Wikipedia. How does someone that viral not have an accurate Wikipedia? Beats the hell out of me, but
it'll probably be released in the court documents down the road.
We're also joined by Dan Soder. Hilarious get.
Soder's here, baby. Let's go.
But much like his precious San Francisco 49ers, he is going to get probably beat out by the bigger stars of LA. And I have to mention, because he's here, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is with us.
Joe.
That's right. I threatened him by going to Dana White, telling him that he'd have to go in the ring if he didn't show up for this event. Because he's, like, nominated 3 times today.
Wow.
So he better show up.
Is he our most nominated guest today?
I think him and Soder are up there.
Nice.
All right. Now, we're going to have our first award, which is the Mayo-Ass Comedy Podcast Award. Mayo-Ass Comedy. As we know, every podcast is two white guys bullshitting. So,
two dudes shitting around, you might say.
Right. Dudesy? Yeah, Dudesy.
That's right.
Dudesy, who, spoiler alert, we may be seeing later on in some of these nominations.
Dudesy got a nom?
Oh, yeah. So, who better to introduce the Mayo-Ass Comedy Podcast Award than friend of the show, regular guest, Fox?
Hi, my name is Fox, and I've been locked in a basement. I've been told the only way I can get out of here is if I read some nominees. So, here you go, Mayo-Ass Comedy Pod Awards. Your Kickstarter sucks. Hollywood Handbook. Ah, yeah, dude. My brother, and me. Soder. And the winner is...
Promote unheard voices and bring light to the truth.
Can I say real quick? I was in like a no-strings relationship with Diamond up until she passed away. We would casually meet up and have sex with one another if we were in each other's towns, or we would sometimes also have phone sex and trade explicit photos through text message, and we would pleasure each other that way. For example, like Diamond would send me a photo of her breasts or a close-up pic of her butthole or a pic of her pussy with the flaps spread way far out, and I would reciprocate by sending her photos of my worm racing against time and my own softness, experimenting with angles both close up and far away in a futile attempt to make the dick look big, or at least normal size. I reckon some folks would say that the arrangement was unusual, but I'd be the first to admit that it was often chaotic. But I think it's what we both needed at that time in our lives. God rest her soul. All right, what were we talking about?
I was just saying that you're an old piece of shit.
Your Kickstarter sucks! Now let me out of here! Please! Let me out! Please let me out!
Your Kickstarter sucks. Are you familiar with Your Kickstarter Sucks?
No, I've never heard of it.
It's basically what you think it is.
Can I take a guess at what I think it is?
Oh, yeah.
It's just finding, like, the worst fucking ideas on the planet and seeing, like, just seeing how critically they fail. Like, oh, here's, we've invented toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
And we need $100,000.
Yep, made out of scotch tape or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly okay. The vibe. Feel good for Joel and DB.
What was that category?
Mayo-Ass Comedy Podcast. All of these nominees are two or three white guys just doing comedy podcasts.
Gotcha. Mayo-Ass. Yeah, we want to make sure we state the category clearly.
Yes.
I imagine our presenters also are stating it clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, yes, I just heard them present it very clearly.
Yes.
But I needed you to clarify as my co-host, Cameron, for these prestigious awards.
Right.
That, you know, because I'm a little starstruck.
Dude, how could you not be? As we said, Joe Rogan's in the house. We got Adam Friedland's here, mm-hmm. hiding somewhere.
The one and only Bravo Fox just was on the stage. You know?
Yes.
Like, come
big,
on.
Big Twitch streamer.
Yeah.
Now, our next award is the Smelliest Studio Award. I can speak from experience. This is not the freshest place always, but this is a special shout out to our soldiers who keep it professional, and even in the stank, they get it done. And who better to present the nominees than Homestar Runner.
Hello, I'm your Homestar Runner, and I'm here to present the award for the smelliest studio. Our nominees are The Joe Rogan Experience, Legion of Skanks, Dudezy, Call Her Daddy, Two Bears, One Cave. Now, I imagine all of these podcast studios still smell better than the King of Town's castle. I mean, he lives with the poopsmith, for goodness sake. Anyway, your winner is... Call Her Daddy.
I faked an orgasm in my life. Are you fucking kidding? Of course. I will not sit here and be like, never in my life have I not faked one. Like, I have. Not that it's not that I'm enjoying it, but I've been with some guys that I'm like, okay, this needs to, like, wrap up. I had a great time, but, like, let's go.
Yeah.
Everyone has. You've faked an orgasm.
Yeah, only whenever guys, like, insist on eating my pussy and I want it to be over with.
And you're like, listen.
Well, I try telling them. I'm like, listen, let's just use my vibrator.
Right. Like, here you go. Here it is. And he's like, no, my tongue can do it. You're like, so it can't.
At first, I try, like, come on, just fuck me. Just fuck me. Come on.
You try to grab them.
They're like, no, let me finish you, baby. Then I'm like, okay. I just came.
Congratulations, ladies. You smell awful. Okay, I gotta go now.
Call Her Daddy. It takes a lot of talent to beat out all of these stink-ass males to get this award.
Yeah.
Have I listened to it? No. Have I smelled it? Probably.
How many people are in that studio?
It's two.
How much stink?
It's just two.
It's just two women.
Oh, yeah. The smelliest group you can assemble.
And, you know, I think it's important to keep in mind, when we say smelly, that's just any odor.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
not necessarily associating it with good, bad. You know, it's just there are odors in that room.
Oh, yeah. Again, a lot of weed smokers were nominated, but Pussy Power gets it done.
Pussy Solidarity.
On to our third award is our Media About Media. So these are podcasts that, like, are about other things that exist.
Okay.
Like, for example, The Rewatchables is a podcast that is just reviewing movies that already came out. That type of shit.
Excellent.
And here to present the nominees is Barbie.
Hi, I'm Barbie, and I'm here to present the nominees for the Best Media About Media category. Our nominees are Fortune Kid, The Rewatchables, The Flophouse, The Jokerman, and Get Played. And the winner for this category is The Rewatchables.
Renee Russo, most entertaining actress of the 90s.
More than Julia Roberts?
Yeah. Not even close, actually. Not even close.
Wait a second.
Not close. Not close. Okay. I'm going to read you the list again.
Major League's
89. No. Lethal Weapon 3, Free Jack, In the Line of Fire, Outbreak, Get Shorty, Tin Cup, Ransom, Lethal Weapon 4, Thomas Crown Affair. It's nine f***ing movies that are all incredibly entertaining and rewatchable movies. I even defend Free Jack. Julia, no. Julia had like three.
Congratulations. What's a podcast?
Congratulations to Bill Simmons of The Rewatchables. Funny how I give that as an example and they won. But yeah, I will say of the clip shown, this is a rare clip we found of Bill Simmons actually getting something right. Do you think Renee Russo is the better actress of the 90s than Julia Roberts?
What was Renee Russo in? Because all I can think of is the dude of Jean Reno. in the movie with the 12-year-old Natalie Portman.
Renee Russo.
He was also in Onimusha 3.
We will return to the 2024 Podcast Awards after this message from our sponsor.
So, Onimusha 3 was a video game developed by Capcom. They had zombies in the style of their Resident Evil video games, but instead of it being an American horror story, it takes place in medieval Japan. And the third one, they needed to switch it up a bit, and it was a big deal because they got Jean Reno's likeness for the, I think he played a French character. It was a two protagonist game. So yes, that's, I know the Natalie Portman movie and the video game. Who the fuck is Rene Russo?
Rene Russo was, if you heard of the movies, Major League.
Yes.
Lethal Weapon 3.
Yes.
And 4. Fucking Outbreak.
I got
in the Line of Fire.
I gotta look him up.
The 2024 Podcast Awards are brought to you by Hungry Man Frozen Dinners. You're not you when you're hungry. Wait, no.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we have a couple sponsors. We got Hungry Man Frozen Dinner.
Oh, shout out to Hungry Man.
Amazon.
Nice. We secured the Amazon. Oh, yeah.
We got Amazon Bond.
Is this live streaming on Twitch Prime then?
On Amazon Prime Video.
Amazon Prime Video? Excellent. Yeah. Check us out on Amazon Prime.
Anyway, I'm saying I think Bill Simmons got it right. More entertaining than Julia Roberts.
All
right.
Yes. I'm familiar with this woman.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the question? Julia Roberts?
More entertaining than Rene Russo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I liked Runaway Bride.
Runaway Bride, yeah.
All of her and Richard Gere did a couple of movies, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it defined an entire era of the rom-com.
Yeah, but like, in a shit way, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It was Richard Gere in Pretty Woman, though.
Yeah.
It's not a shit movie.
Okay, that's not a shit movie. I'm thinking of
Runaway Bride is a bad movie, but that's because it was following Pretty Woman.
I also lump her in with the George Clooney stuff she does later.
Oh, okay.
The next award is the Best Original Song, which I can relate to because there's a lot of times we get bored and you just got to sing something out to fill in the space and just get a way to filter thoughts out of your mind. So we're going to kick it to our next presenter, Grink, for Best Original Song this year during a podcast.
Hello, this is Grink, producer of this podcast. I wanted to make sure that if you wanted to listen to a song produced by a separate podcast, you would listen to Wise Guys on Mars by Podcast About List. It is the best thing I've heard all year by a long shot.
Once upon a time, on a planet so far, me and Dr. Dazzle were just hitting this bar. When this alien chick, she pulled up in a flar. She says, hey wise guys, come on, let's go to Mars. So we did. We hopped in her flar. That's an alien model, it's a flying kind of car. It doesn't run a gas, it runs a rocks called Gars. A Gar is a fuel that goes in a flar. So we pull up to the mobile to get some Gars. When out pops a guy who has guns for arms. So we shot his ass, and we hit him with the flar. And once again, a car is not a flar.
Wise guys, we have Tommy guns. We're on Mars. We have flying cars.
Congratulations to Pod About List for Wise Guys on Mars. They have had a lot of nominees that they could have used. Cameron Fetter and Patrick really cranked these out. Not as often as Pendeo Time. I'm kind of shocked they didn't win. But hey, there's a lot of production going into that piece of art.
Shout outs to Jake and Nick. No,
Thomas.
Jake and Thomas.
Jake and Thomas.
Jake and Thomas. Love those boys.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll be here later on.
Oh shit. All the stars are here, folks.
Yeah, if you were in a podcast, you were considered. If you made a podcast in 2024. Our next award is the Best Guest on a Podcast. And here to present that, President-elect Donald Trump.
Woo!
I'm here to present the award for the Best Guest on a Podcast. I've been on a couple podcasts. I've been on great big podcasts. So I don't know why I'm not receiving this reward. But, you know, gotta support the losers every now and then. Make them feel good when they don't deserve it. They've done nothing. Here are the nominees for the Guest of the Year pod. Pierce Campion, Two Peas in a Pod, Pod About List. Boring. Ian Fidance, episode 51 of the Adam Friedland Show. Not likely. Dan Soder, Bad Boys for Life, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, very good podcast. Ryan Rosello on the 2024 NBA preview of Pardon My Take. Nah. Oh, and Donald Trump for episode 36 of 6 Feet Under. Look at that. Look at that. That's the winner right there. Well, we'll see for sure. And the winner is Donald Trump. Yep, there it is. Cameron, I'm going to need you to roll the clip to show how good of a podcast guest I was. Just take a look at this, folks.
I've always wondered, you're still getting slammed around, right?
Yeah.
Like Does that ring take great absorption?
When Vince started getting in the ring and mixing it up a little bit, the rings got a little bit softer. Before that, it would be just like taking a fall on this floor. I mean, they were really hard.
Well, how did you do that? So that was, wow, that's a...
Yeah, it's a crazy thing, and you just condition your body to it. After you do it so much, you just don't even think about it.
How often did it, I mean, I know you're supposed to interview me, but I find it very interesting. How often did it happen where somebody gets really angry? In other words, you hit a guy accidentally the wrong way or something, and he's had it.
You know, you're supposed to be a professional.
Right?
And
what would happen? The guys would run into the ring and stop it, right? I was told when you had a lot of guys running into the ring,
that usually
meant that there was a problem.
You know, these are smart guys here on this podcast. I had to listen to Winning Time tapes. They get the people right. They do it for this country. You know, I go on podcasts, unlike that loser Kamala Harris. That loser will never go on a podcast, and that's how she failed this country. I go on podcasts, and that's why I'm here, that's why I'm winning, and that's why I stay winning. So congratulations to me.
Shocking no one, Donald Trump wins the award. My man just stays winning. Keeping all of us idiot libs down. You know, a feel-good story of the year, Donald Trump winning this podcast award.
3-1 record.
Yeah.
Back on top.
Yeah. Did he win anything? He just won presidency, this award, and what else has he won?
Well, nothing else matters. Like, that we're up there. The chaotic pussy
guest of the year.
Winning Time presented pod awards are a prestigious institution.
Yeah. Definitely, if you were at the Game Awards or the Streamer Awards...
This last week, yeah.
Go touch some grass, have some sex. This is the only award show that matters.
I love award season.
I know, I love December. It's what fills the gap between now and Christmas.
Yeah, and it also just allows you to look back on the last year.
Yeah.
And just, you know, recount all the good times.
Speaking of counting.
Oh.
Yeah. The next award is our Computer Rat Award. Shoutouts to all the white guys thinking they know ball and pulling up stats and making a career out of that.
Oh, this is a sports guy award.
And not even just sports guy, just a nerdy sports guy award.
The absolute worst. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Absolutely. All right. Do that and we'll kick it to my neighbor, Juan Sanchez.
I read. The Computer Rat Pod Awards. No Dunks, Bill Simmons, You Know Ball, Thinking Basketball, Thinking Basketball, and The Low Post. And the winner is...
Because the Cavs are so big, they're looking to punish switches with inside position. I love this from Mitchell. He walks his defender right into the screen. That hard low dribble forces a switch. The ball fake is to read the backline defender, who's now worried about a lob to Mobley. And that frees up Jared Allen to flash to the ball, and he has a much easier angle to throw the pass. And again, it's free throws for Cleveland. And what I love about this one is how the spacing makes it so hard to help or disrupt on this once Mobley gets that deep. So the pick and roll here is really what's creating a high percentage post-up chance.
Thinking basketball. Can I go home now?
No.
Okay.
Thinking basketball. Ben Taylor, you know what you're fucking doing. You know, he rides that line of making basketball boring as shit. Or maybe opens your mind. Never thought about it that way. Yeah, that's all the Air Computer Rap Pod needs. That's one of our stinkiest awards.
Where are we at in our show, as far as...
We've done how many? We got one, two... He's done one, two, three, four, five, six. We got still fucking nine. This is an award show. Okay,
gotcha. I just want to make sure, you know.
Yeah, we got...
We're in the 20-minute mark, so this might be the time for some ads, you know.
Oh.
Go to our ad break.
Yeah, we... You know, give us a break and, you know...
Talk to one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
The 2024 Podcast Awards is sponsored by Amazon, Mountain Dew, and The Color Purple. Not the movie, The Color.
Welcome back. And now get ready. Podcast again, as we've mentioned at the top, been around for a long ass time. Been around for so long that they're not cool anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes out to these podcasts of the comedians getting in late as our producer, Lloyd, is fucking with blinds.
We're having a technical issue here on the back end.
Let's kick it to our presenter of your dad's favorite podcast, Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Good evening. I'm Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Now, I've heard a lot of podcasts over the years. And whenever me and my good friend Brock just sit around enjoying a good can of beer and some great stories, we listen to some great podcasts. And I'd like to nominate a few. Here they are. The Doug Stanhope Show, Monday Morning Podcast, Hardcore History, Never Not Funny, The 40-Year-Old Boy, and the winner of your dad's favorite pod award is...
I'll tell you what, if I'm bombing out there, I'm going to be so self-fucking deprecating, that right. That is my tool.
Yeah.
The last thing I'm going to do is blame them. I might blame the audience.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I might get mad at them. Going, it's a joke, you fucking idiot. Like, I might do that. I might blame them because we're all guilty of that. But there's no way I'm blaming my crew.
Ever. Yeah.
And that was, as a comedian, that's my takeaway on this whole thing is jokes funny or not aside. And he's nervous. And how? I mean, I can't believe you didn't see his heart pounding through the jacket, quite frankly.
Well, that's the other thing.
How could you not be?
He was nervous. He wasn't an awards show
Robert
host.
De Niro is 3 feet in front of you.
They're
never not funny! Brock, where are you? I miss you.
All right, congratulations to Jimmy Pardo for Never Not Funny. Again, all these podcasts get like 15,000 monthly listeners, and I'm sure it's all people over 40. And he's the king among them, so that's got to mean something. That means enough for a podcast award.
Shoutouts to dads.
Dropping off kids at soccer practice, you know what? They have to have podcasts to survive.
Mm-hmm.
They're not listening to music anymore. All music they don't understand.
Love to all our dads and daddies out there.
Yeah. Next up, we got the Biggest Carry Award. Listen, not all podcast members are created equally. But, so we need to recognize the people who actually make their shit good. And to do that, we're going to throw it to Liam Neeson.
I'm Liam Neeson. And I'm here to present the Biggest Carry of the Year Award. Now, I have witnessed the biggest carry job of all time. When Daniel Day-Lewis had to carry Cameron Diaz throughout Gangs of New York. For this year in podcasting, the nominees are Hank Lockwood, for Pardon My Take, Shane Gillis, on Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, David Spade, on Fly on the Wall, Ludwig, on The Yard Podcast, and Jamie Vernon, on The Joe Rogan Experience. And the winner is Jamie on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Here's the jumping accident.
I don't want to watch this.
But you can barely tell what happens.
Oh, dude. Ow, I can tell what happens. God. That's fear factor. Bro, that shit's ridiculous.
Glad he wore a lav mic for that.
They edited together this video. I guess, but
Jesus Christ.
Okay, he was in pain there.
You did it, Boyle. You really pulled that shit up for him.
Congratulations to Jamie of the Joe Rogan Experience. This is Joe Rogan Experience's second nominee and first win in the annual tradition, probably, of the podcast awards.
Jamie always pulling it up, just letting them know.
He pulled that shit up.
He pulled it up. Jamie, put it on his fucking gravestone. Jamie, he pulled that shit up.
Absolutely. Our next category is the Smallest Dick Award.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Got a lot of people in consideration.
Can we define the smallest dick?
It's the dick that has the least amount of length. Okay. Otherwise, it's known as just, if you want to get more serious, it's guys either we hate or get annoyed by.
Uh-huh.
Actually, for this award, I don't think the presenter did get out the nominees. He only presented the winner.
Oh, okay.
Our nominees are Stavros Halkias of Stavi's World, Ben Shapiro of the Ben Shapiro Podcast, Jordan B. Peterson of the Jordan B. Peterson Podcast, Stephen Baxter of Chaotic Pussy.
Thank you. It's an honor to be nominated.
And John Favreau of Pod Save America. And we'll cut to our leprechaun friend presenting the award, or presenting the winner.
Oh, the smallest dick award. Oh, I bet it's not me. Ha, just kidding. I bet it is me. Ha, just kidding. It's John Favreau by Pod Save America. He has the little tiny microscopic fucking prick in the history of time. He's the worst.
Yeah, that was an easy John Favreau.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Steven.
That's okay.
You said it yourself.
I think our messaging was a little off this year, so hopefully next year we can campaign a little harder and maybe we'll be able to secure that dub. But
yeah.
Congratulations to John.
This is a you thing. I thought for sure Ben Shapiro was going to lock it down, but Pod Save America really shit itself at the end of the year.
Really came in, yeah. Really showed what they were made of in the month since the election.
All right, now for probably the category you are the most familiar with, the Stupid Liberal Dunker of the Year Award.
Oh, let's go. All right. Who's presenting this one?
Well, cut now to our presenter, Sir Ian McKellen.
Magneto himself.
Yep.
All right, Ian. Yeah, we're looking at the stupidest liberal dunker of the year, right? We have a lot of fantastic contenders. Champo Trap House, True Anon, Redskit, Chaotic Pussy on the program, and oh my gosh, I've just been pulled at the back of the head by a pistol, and it's...
Well, speaking of stormtroopers, another thing that probably didn't fucking help was sending people to beat up university students for protesting in urban areas.
Well, you know it'll be easier to organize under Kamala, right? Obviously, because that's how the Democrats are rolling. They're just like, oh, yeah, please don't remember 4 months ago when literally every Democratic governor, mayor, liberal university called in the fucking fash on them. Full on, we're going to crack some fucking skulls.
Chaotic pussy in a landslide.
Congratulations, man. We won.
Let's go!
Won. Let's fucking go.
Do we get to give a speech?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You know, to all the libs out there that listen to this podcast, well, we've lost a few. I'm gonna be honest.
Due to inactivity or why?
Due to wanting to maintain good familial relations at the holidays. Yeah. For their own mental health, they've decided to stop listening, but
for the ones that are still listening, and I look at the YouTube numbers, we're getting tens every view.
No shit,
we're getting 10.
They're up there, dude. They're out there. Thank you, liberals, for continuing to overpromise and underdeliver. Thank you for constantly screwing over the working class at every opportunity. We couldn't have done this without you. You are truly fascist pieces of shit, and you're all fucking sending this country into a fucking doom spiral quicker than Donald Trump ever could. Appreciate you. Love you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Also, free Luigi.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, but again, it's an honor to be in this class of nominees. But I think we did it the best. I think our post-election podcast was the best I heard.
That's true. We had the most succinct coverage, the most well-informed analysis. You know, if you wanted any, like the true, you know, political wonk takes, like, this is where you go. Harry and Lloyd do their best, you know, as producers to just feed us the information. You and I are just conduits, you know, for the working class animosity that has been building. And truthfully, you know, we are just, we're just vessels. That's all. Like I said, that fugue state.
Love you, Mom. Thank you for being a stupid liberal.
Shoutouts to dumb liberal moms. Could not have gotten radicalized and recognized how fucked things are without you. Thanks for buying me new cleats every football season, Mom. I love you.
Now, one of the two big awards we have. A lot of these awards count, but there's kind of two that people are waiting for.
Are these our last two awards?
No, we got, we got two more in between.
Gotcha, okay.
Just, you know, build it down and come back up.
Gotcha, gotcha.
This is the episode of the year.
Episode of the year.
That's right. The Academy listened to every podcast episode that came out this year. And these were the best five. Take it away, Rebecca.
Hi there. I'm Rebecca, your token female voice. I'm going to be reading the Episode of the Year nominees. Our nominees are My Encounter with Officer Tickle Monster by Podabot List, The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes by Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, The Election Eve Live Show by Chapo Trap House, Uncle Chuckler by Pendejo Time, and Episode 1024 by Oh Yeah Dude. And the win goes to
Donald Trump startled his aides by announcing he'd come up with a new nickname for his opponent. The guy's a retard. He's retarded. I think that's what I'll start calling him, Trump declared aboard his campaign plane en route to a rally that evening, according to three people who heard him make the remarks, retarded Joe Biden. Mr. President, how do you feel? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about being attacked that way by Donald Trump?
Listen, Donald Trump can say whatever he wants. No one cares. No one listens to what he said. Fact of the matter is, this retard's president.
Mr. President, do you think that there's a connection between discipline and winning an election?
My secret is wonderful sex with my wife, Dr. Joe Biden. Barack Obama liked eating dog. I like eating cat.
It's funny imagining a bizarre world where, like, Biden hit the retarded nuclear button first. And now, like, all the Trump people would be wearing shirts that say retard.
The garbage comment was so funny.
Like, see all these Republicans dressing up like garbage, and they're like, oh, so they, like, they're doubling down on it.
Well, and I saw, like, it was sort of like a cute adjacent thing where these conservatives came up with this acronym for garbage, and it was Great American Rebels Believing God is Everything. And they skipped the second A in garbage, but they got close.
You should go to McDonald's for a dirty diaper.
Election Eve Live Show by Chapo Trap House. What a much-needed win for these guys.
The Election Eve Live Show by Chapo Trap House, featuring E1. I think that was an obvious pick.
Special shout-outs to Joe Biden. He was a special guest on that episode.
Yes, as seen by the clip.
I truly... there are very few pieces of media where Cameron and mine's interests align, but that was a combination that was like the perfect. It was just and Joe Biden's performance, you know, his takes on that episode were just incredible. So congratulations to them. Well deserved. Also shout outs to Matt Crisman for his, that was the debut of Strokes of Genius.
Are
you familiar with the Strokes of Genius?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of his first live poetry readings. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good feel-good one. In fact, speaking of feel-good, we're going to now present a very special award, which is the Person of the Year award for podcasting. Now, this is not related to being a great, maybe philanthropist. This person didn't donate to charity the most, but this person definitely did the most for podcasters. Mm-hmm. Take it away, Hank Hill.
Thank you, Cameron and Steven, for allowing me to present the Person of the Year award. Now, I don't know too much about podcasting, but I do know good people, and this is a very special individual who helped out podcasters across the globe with his actions. And the winner is Luigi. Thank you, Luigi, for your contributions outside of that hotel.
Luigi. Of course it was Luigi.
Luigi.
His story fed every podcast.
You know, they thought the year Luigi was 2017, but they were mistaken.
It was 2024.
It's 2025, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Year Luigi is starting very soon.
Unfortunately, he could not be here, but I'm sure if he was, he'd end his speech with hashtag job not finished.
Let's go!
Now, next, we're going to have to take a step down for the Stand Up Dipshit Award. Ooh. These are for all of the stand up podcasts out there.
Yeah. That big category.
Basically, didn't make it to. They weren't either leftist enough to make Stupid Liberal Dunker or funny enough to make Mayo Comedy.
Uh huh. I just really hope that we are also nominated for this one. Did we make it for this?
No.
Ah, damn. Maybe next year. Fuck.
Now let's kick it to our friends from across the galaxy. R2-D2 and Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Last night, Leanne and I went to a party, and we left Isla here by herself. She just sat and watched TV with a machete.
That's why she had that?
She had a machete, just in case shit went sideways.
Two Bears, One Cave, Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer taking it down.
I mean,
pretty obvious pick to me.
Legendary.
You know, Bert's biggest regret was not signing with Barstool.
Yeah, he had an offer from them or something.
Yeah, I think he did. And he just thought Tom was a better play. And, you know, it got him the Chaotic Pussy Dipshit Award, so.
I never fucked with Your Mom's House or whatever.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed Tom Segura pre-podcast stuff. Bert's always been a hack.
Yes.
His cooking show was okay. I watched that for a while.
My introduction to Bert was being, I think, 8 years old, and he would just ride roller coasters on TV.
Uh-huh.
It was called Bert the Conqueror.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he'd just go scream on roller coasters.
Real, like, Larry the Cable Guy kind of energy, mm-hmm. but just, like, for a more mainstream, you know, dude bro audience. But well-deserved win.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, man. Now, for maybe not the most prestigious, but my personal favorite award, the Self-Suck Award.
Nice.
These are for the podcasts that are people that were from a thing that talk about themselves in the thing.
Nice.
So, they're just forever generating money and content for one thing they did.
Mm-hmm.
And who better to present? Actually, that's not fair. I actually respect this next presenter. But I mean, who better to describe this next award than Norm MacDonald?
Woo!
Yeah. You know, I've always heard about this self-sucking. Like, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to do it, but how are you gonna reach down there? Good golly. I mean, my torso's not the longest in the world, but holy, holy gross, self-sucking. Oh my goodness. Please welcome Office Ladies.
Well, this was based on a skit from Saturday Night Live with Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin. And what the way it would go is like Jane Curtin, she would present her side first, and then Dan Aykroyd would lead off with, "Jane, you ignorant slut." And then he would give his counterpoint, and Jane Curtin would say, "Dan, you pompous ass." And this was this bit. So this is Michael, once again, stealing from Saturday Night Live for his little show.
The winner is Office Ladies. You know, it feels good that, again, we didn't have just one token female win.
Mm-hmm.
Those actresses from Office Ladies taking it over the likes of Talking Sopranos, the Always Sunny podcast, and the Pat Bav podcast.
Are we establishing here that men just make better podcasters in general? Is that the vibe I'm getting?
The women are winning the awards
for self-sucking most smelly.
It's just more impressive if a woman wins those awards.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's like women have had too much time in the spotlight as being yappers.
Yeah, like the thing is,
we've had to be the strong silent types for too long.
Because like with an external schlong, mm-hmm. it's much easier to grab.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to self suck, even with the flexibility, I think is impressive.
True, just from a purely
biological standpoint.
Biological, physical, yeah, athletic.
Anatomically, this is a feat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I'm not fucking misogynist.
I'm not making accusations.
JK. Just kidding.
Fuck them bitches. You know, I should probably listen to it. Maybe I'll go back. I'll listen to that Kamala episode of Call Her Daddy so I can really get the vibes, you know?
Yeah. Now, if we could be somber for a moment, as in these 20 years, not every podcast has stayed. A lot have had to move on to make real money or just is not funny anymore. So this is in memoriam of the podcast we've lost in the history of podcasting.
Because everyone was talking about the first time they fucked,
mm-hmm.
and one kid like had a fucking thousand mile. What is it? 100 miles?
Did you just say thousand island stare? You no, fat
thousand
fuck?
Mile. You beat
you
it.
Fucking.
I don't fucking. First of all,
you said thousand. God.
Are you
I don't
just
even fucking like
that
you
doesn't
just
matter?
That is the fattest
thousand
thing you've
island,
ever done.
You cock. No.
You just
no,
did
mile.
It again.
No. Now
you
I
just did it again.
I said thousand island.
Yes. Here's why. Our original draft, we were just a monster slowly creeping towards the player. Maybe it's that old man from the Six Flags commercial dancing to Vanga Bus, but he's coming towards you.
I mean, that is terrifying.
Slowly.
Why wouldn't you? I would run away from that.
You fucking dick, I just bought that!
Yelled the warlock.
Wretched foe! Shouted the warrior. I've seen your evil. You shall have your comeuppance!
That actually sounds pretty great, replied the warlock. I could really go for a comeuppance, cause I am backed up. What sense are you trying to make, fiend? Comeuppance is when you, like, J a lot to see, that it shoots up into the air, right?
J a comeuppance.
What? No, comeuppance is a deserved punishment. Oh, comeuppance. Okay, yeah, I don't want that. Sorry, I thought it was something else, in which case, fuck you!
yelled Borath as he punched the boy in the face. The boy fell as the warlock ran away to his cave.
Faster than anyone.
Somebody wants to die a random number. Hello, baby mama. Let me kiss your pussy on the roof. Well, I pick this one up and I tell a random number. A baby pick up and I say, can I kiss you? And now the police are at my house. But one of the police is baby girl. So much to kiss, so much to sports. so much big pussy, big bubs to suck on. Let me see your boobies. I will kill myself if I don't see your boobies. Give me pussy, I kill myself. And I will kill my mother as well.
You never fuck if you don't rape.
Now, we're on to our final award. The best podcast of the year.
Woo! I just want to say, thank you to Cameron for putting on this program and really not only being the main creative and motivating force behind the Chaotic Pussy podcast, behind the podcast awards, but also just Chaotic Pussy and podcasting in general. Truly, a young man in the game who knew he had potential and is really seizing any and every opportunity to hone his craft. Definitely one of the greats. And so I just want to say thank you, Cameron, for doing all your hard work here today, genuinely, because this is a very neat. I can't wait to know what this actually sounds like. It's just, as of right now, it's just us looking at my computer screen.
Oh, yeah.
Not hearing a single fucking thing. Doing the theater of the mind for this whole episode. But
for 2024, I'd like to thank Steven for, even though he says, I'm the producer, creative force, Steven is mic one. The stories and the dialogue happens via Steven and me reacting to it. So having someone who's able to more likely do a solo podcast and just have someone else to bounce ideas off of, it's real easy if Steven could carry for me and have the more satisfying voice the whole time.
I can fucking rant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You did a big favor for me today by reeling it in until that last bit.
Did you notice me vibrating? Yeah.
And I want to thank you for having the better podcast equipment than me.
Excellent. That was the craziest thing when we started this and you were like, yeah, let's do a podcast. I was like, all right, cool. Thinking that you knew anything about microphones or recording. Like, no. You literally have no idea. I was just like, are you,
I'm not one for technicals.
It's your fucking, but like, not only from like a generational standpoint, but just, the fact that you approached me, I was like, I figure you had some of this.
No.
But we figured it out.
Yeah. We got there.
Once again, we didn't have a producer of the year award. But no. Shout outs to Grink for kind of getting us started on all this.
Literally showing me the ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Let's kick it to our presenter. Mm-hmm. Patrick Warburton.
The Tick.
Hey, it's me, Patrick Warburton. And I'm here at the Winning Time Tape Studio to present the Best Podcast of the Year Award. Your nominees are Odd About List, Pendeo Time, Dudesy, Adam Friedland Show, and E1. And the winner is Dudesy! Wait. My apologies, I've been told I've been handed the wrong note. Well, this is embarrassing. Alright, the real winner is Pendeo Time.
Hey, listen, I'm a real piece of shit. I just wanted to let you know up front, sir. Does your wife... I got a question for you. Does your wife bounce on it, or is it just kind of...
Thank you for dinner. I wish I had been to eating your daughter's pussy that whole time.
Hey, thanks for the lasagna, Miss B.
Tastes almost as good as your fucking daughter's
butthole.
Like butthole. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
That's a
real
nice
butthole. That's a real nice fucking.
Yes.
She's like, babe, okay, we're going to go to dinner with my parents. You cannot do the retard voice. I promise I won't.
Look, it makes me likable.
I don't understand why you don't trust me. We've been dating 3 years, okay? We live together. We got a couple cats. We got a dog. We even got a little bird. I'm not going to do the voice when I go to visit your dad. You walk in the door. Hello, Mr. B.
Wow, you're looking...
So your daughter and I were having sex the other day.
And it was awesome.
That's a tough break, Dudesy. Congratulations to Bendeo Time, Jake and Thomas. You've entertained us all year, and hope you guys have just as productive and funny 2025.
There it is, Jake and Thomas, Pendeo Time, best podcast of the year.
Wow, who'd have thought? And all those other nominees, you know, I thought...
Dudesy
would have
Dudesy got it. Screwed. He initially read out Dudesy.
Oh, did he?
And then he got the wrong note.
Oh, that's wild. Yeah, that's right. I did hear that. That just happened. Yeah. Somehow I missed that. That's crazy. But I'm sure that AI had something to do. It was the AI interference.
Yes.
The Dudesy.
Dudesy AI. Tried to steal it with AI.
Dudesy was trying to steal it with AI, yeah. But, you know, thankfully, Free Will Sasso won out in the end.
I think this is a fitting winner. I think every podcast should kind of aspire to be Pendeo Time.
Yeah.
I try way too hard. Look at what I'm doing here.
Everyone I've shared that podcast with, if I'm being real, there's a handful of friends I've shared that podcast with. And as long as you understand what they're doing, yeah. Which requires a certain level of understanding how like comedy and just like riffing with your buddies works.
Yeah.
And also like their humor, like their sensibilities, right? Like for some people, it might be a little too crass.
Yeah.
But they are coming from a place. That's what I find so fascinating about a lot of this general political spheres when we're talking or spheres like talking about. Is this the time for me to rant? Or
yeah, go
okay.
for it.
Okay,
we're all done here.
Can I go
it's
off?
It's free ball now.
Jesus Christ, how long did I make it? 40 minutes, and the longest I perfect. Talked was like 30 seconds about Onimusha 3.
I know, that was awesome. that was your biggest contribution today. That was awesome. The goal was 40 minutes, and you got there.
The thing I love about developing my political education mm-hmm. is you get a lot smarter about media analysis because people who are writing these things have political views, even mm-hmm. if they're not political people, yeah. even if they're not talking about politics, even because that's like our culture now, right? Like, you know who Tim Dillon is?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Like my brother loves Tim Dillon. I think Tim Dillon is really funny,
uh-huh.
but his takes on political stuff is left leaning, but sometimes he's a little, you know, I'm going to make fun of some trans people.
Right.
Because it's for the bit, but it's like, it doesn't really land because your politics aren't clearly there yet.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, the Pendeo Times, the Adam Friedland shows, these aren't explicitly political podcasts, but when these guys are talking about real shit, you can tell
right.
that they have socialist views.
Yeah.
And they never explicitly state it, but that is where they are coming from in a genuine way. And I think that's when you start to understand some of those ideas and you can, that's where like the really fucking smart comedy comes from. And that's where the podcast that I really enjoy, because it's fun to dissociate with podcasts too when they're just like silly, whatever.
Yeah.
But I love when it's guys talking about semi-current events or riffing about semi-current events, but not explicitly stating in an autistic way, this is my ideology and this is what I believe. Yeah. Like a Deprogram, for example.
Right.
I love that podcast. Yeah. I rarely listen to it because it's a little too on the nose for me.
Right.
I need to have the simulate. I want the parasocial relationship of what it's like would be like with my friends where it's like, yeah, we're talking about fucking Scarlet Monastery runs in World of Warcraft and what like the, you know, how fash are the fucking Scarlet Monastery? You know, they're like a genocidal. They're basically just trying to eradicate all non-human life in Azeroth. So, of course, they are very fascist. But it's from like a religious fervor standpoint.
Mm.
It's very like I love doing that like media analysis shit. And so the guys that are able to do that, especially the stand-ups that have podcasts that are able to do that and riff so well, it's like that's what we want this. We are not ever going to be that good. Like, not even close.
Sure,
but that's what we are shooting for, I feel like, every time we sit down to record this.
Yeah. There's no agenda, but, like, kind of.
Yeah.
That's what
we're striving towards, is two guys sitting around just kind of... That's why I think we got to get the handheld mics.
Yeah.
So we can just pretend we are stand-ups.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's what they're doing with that. That's because that allows them to enter that headspace.
Also with... Particularly our winner Pendeo Time, they get Discord pod. It's still like it's so clean.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like, so if you take anything from this dumb bullshit, listen to Pendeo Time and support them because they don't have like on Patreon, they don't have a lot of people.
It's not as much.
They're
as,
not making.
Yeah.
I think they still have to work.
Yeah.
Right? Like they're not set from their podcast by any means. So if there's anybody listening to this, even just going to listening to their stuff or like reviewing them, well, you turned me on to them. And yeah, it is the best podcast for literally just having on in the background and they're just, you know, riffing about whatever for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Every time there's a new episode, every drive is the new episode for me.
It's so good.
All right. Any closing statements, host Steven?
I think it was a really great inaugural award show. Definitely going to be right up there with, like you mentioned earlier, the standouts of media award shows, those being the Streamer Awards and the Game Awards. You know, we're hoping to be in that same space.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get that Slim Jim sponsorship next year.
Well, hopefully with Bezos' support, we will be marketed up there.
The small startup like Amazon.
It's never too late to get Spotify Duo someone for Christmas in order to have to share your Chaotic Pussy and Winning Time Tapes experience with someone else this Christmas.
I want to talk about Luigi, but I feel like you've already got enough to edit on this. We should just talk about it next week.
Yeah, we could open.
There'll be some more stuff next week.
I mean, again, it's a feel good story, and the Christmas episode's coming up.
It's truly the Christmas, capturing the Christmas spirit.
Right.
It's a wonderful gift for all of us.
Thank you for joining us, and if we get any money, we'll come back next year for the 2025 awards.
At SteveB468. Venmo at Mr. Dream 916. Once again, Instagram, Chaotic Pussy Pod, 3 S's. Podcast is available on every podcast platform. Obviously, you already listened to it.
Subscribe to the Winning Time Tapes YouTube channel, please. I see you viewing. Hit subscribe.
Thank you for listening to the 2024 Podcast Awards. If you're the owner of a 2017 white Honda Accord, it's been Teddy.
Fuck!
Well, away up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about a Christmas that you've all been told, and a real famous cat all dressed up in red, and he spends the whole year working out on his sled. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick. Just a little bobsled, we call it old Saint Nick. But she'll walk the toboggan for a four-speed stick. She's a candy apple red with a ski for a wheel. And when Santa hits the gas, man, just watch her feel. She's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick.
Is this your actual neighbor?
No.
Oh.
This is Andres doing a bit where he's trapped in a basement.
Ha 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 ha!